Chapter 8. The Glories of Yogamaya. Narada Rishi has explained to Gop Kumar that just as Bhagavan, being one, assumes different incarnations, Parashakti is also one, but comes in different forms. According to her different activities, she is known by different names. In different forms, this same Shakti is present in Dwarkapuri, in Vaikuntha with different incarnations of Narayan, and with the demigods. It is written in some places that devotees don't desire the mercy of Lakshmi, who is the goddess of Aishwarya, opulence. We should understand that this does not refer to the Mahalakshmi of Narayan in the spiritual world. That Lakshmi is not Chanchala, restless, but she is steady and permanent, and in that form she is perpetually serving Narayan. Chanchala Lakshmi was born from the churning of the milk ocean. This Lakshmi is the goddess who embodies all money and wealth, and devotees don't desire her mercy. Even if she wants to serve devotees and fulfill their desires, they simply offer pranam to her and leave. What to speak of older devotees, even new devotees are more dear to her than Bhagavan. Krishna said, Na tata me priyatma, atma yoni na sankaraha, na cha sankarshano na shrir, naivatma cha yata bhavan. Srimad Bhagavatam 11.14.15. My dear Uddhava, neither Brahma, Shankara, Sankarshan, the goddess of fortune Lakshmi, nor even my own self are as dear to me as you are. He has spoken this verse in relation to Chanchala Lakshmi. If the Lakshmi, who is near Narayan serving him in Vaikuntha, were to hear this verse, what would she do? Therefore, don't take this verse to be in relation to her. This can be said for the Lakshmi who appeared as the daughter of Bhrigu. Only a Vaishnava who has attentively heard from the Guru Parampara will understand statements like these from the scriptures. Others will certainly misunderstand. Some may say that in this verse, Lakshmi is another name for Radhika, but that would mean that another devotee would be greater than Radhika. Uddhava would be a greater devotee than her. Uddhava desires to take the dust of the gopi's feet on his head. So to think that anyone is greater than Sarva Lakshmi Mayi, Radhika, would certainly be erroneous. In order to understand which Lakshmi has been referred to in this verse requires some careful consideration. We must first try to properly understand our Siddhanta, and that can only be done by remaining in the association of Vaishnavas. This verse refers to the Lakshmi that bestows Anima Siddhi, who gave opulence to Brahma and the demigods, and who appeared from the churning of the ocean. What to speak of older devotees, even new devotees are superior to her. Devotees, liberated souls, and those who desire liberation. These three types of people don't worship that goddess of wealth, Chanchala Lakshmi. This verse is not referring to the Lakshmi who is constantly situated at Bhagavan's chest, massaging his feet and serving him. That Mahalakshmi is steady, not restless, and is very dear to Bhagavan. No devotee will ever be indifferent towards her. But if anyone aspires for the affectionate sidelong glance from the source of all incarnations, Sri Krishna, and his dearest Srimati Radhika, then they will simply respect this Mahalakshmi, but not beg for her mercy. They will beg for mercy directly from Srimati Radhika herself. This is not to be considered disrespect. There is no place for disrespecting any Vaishnavas. A Vaishnava who is Rasik and Tattva Gyan, conversant with Tattva, should always be respected. But that doesn't mean that the remainder of Vaishnavas should be disrespected. That would be aparad. But we should be especially careful to commit no offense at the feet of Krishna's exclusive Rasik Tattva Gyan Vaishnava. And with our hearts, we will always aspire to serve him. Suppose there is a festival going on, and hundreds of devotees are there, including Uttama Adhikari Vaishnavas, Madhyam Adhikari Vaishnavas, and Kanishta Adhikari Vaishnavas. If amongst them there is an exclusive Raganuga or even Rupanuga Vaishnava, then we shall give more respect to him, but we will have to give it with cleverness. Otherwise, ordinary people will think that they can be indifferent to Kanishta Adhikari and Madhyam Adhikari devotees. On three levels, we shall accordingly offer respect, but with some cleverness. Appropriate respect must be shown to all, in gradation, just as Rupa Goswami has written, Krishneti yasya giri tam manasadriyata dikshasti chet pranati bish cha bhajantam isham shushrusya bhajan vigyan ananyam anya nindadi shunya hridam ipsita sanga labdhyaya. Upadeshamrita 5. The Uttam Vaishnava should be served with love. Being an exclusive devotee, he never criticizes anyone. Whether he obtains happiness or unhappiness, he remains satisfied. Exclusively, by Ujjvala Ras, he serves Krishna. So towards him, we will have a special sentiment. But we will not disrespect anyone. One devotee we will criticize, another we will disobey, another we will disrespect. Saving ourselves from this mentality, we should give appropriate respect to all and serve the advanced Rasik Vaishnava with love. Yoga Maya has many forms, and we should never commit any offense to any of them. We should give them appropriate respect because they are all Shakti of Bhagavan, but we should not perform any give and take transactions with them. This should be the only taking. Please give your mercy to us, so our enjoying spirit will go away. Otherwise, this bartering mentality will lead us into material enjoyment. That should be our only prayer to them. And towards our most worshipable goddesses, the gopis, we should have a mood of following and serving them. In some places, this Shakti of Bhagavan is known as Maha Vibhuti. In some places, as Yogamaya. And in some places, as Atmamaya. In Gita 4:6, we find the words, Sambhavami Atmamaya. I incarnate by my internal energy. What is the meaning of Atmamaya? That Shakti of Bhagavan in his natural form. Where does this Atmamaya come from? Who is its root? Srimati Radhika. By the medium of this potency, Satchit Ananda Bhagavan's enjoyment takes place. This Yogamaya's potency is Nitya, eternal, Satya, factual, Anadi, beginningless, and Ananta, unlimited. She took birth along with Krishna, so how can she be Anadi, beginningless? Prior to her own birth, she arranged for Baladev Prabhu to appear as the seventh child in the womb of Devaki and then she herself took birth from the womb of Yashoda later. So because she performed some activity before taking birth, she is Nitya and is therefore known as Shantani. This Yoga Maya is the one who increases Bhajanananda, the happiness experienced in Krishna's servants. This Yoga Maya, taking the essence of the Hladini and Sangvit potencies together, takes a devotee progressively through Shraddha, Bhav, Prem, and all the way up to Mahabhav. As if feeding the devotee's milk, she nurtures them in so many ways, and she arranges for a soul who has attained perfection in sadhana to appear in the womb of a gopi. The personification of that Yoga Maya, Purnamasi, is the mother of Sandipani Muni and resides in Nandagram. In many ways, she increases rasa, either by providing a stimulus or by personally doing so as Purnamasi. She increases Yashoda's Vatsalya ras. She increases the cowherd boy's Sakya ras. And she increases the Dasya bhav of those in that rasa. She enhances all of the rasas and nurtures all of the jivas. She is the mother of variegated Bhajanananda. And if one doesn't take her shelter, his bhakti cannot increase. This Yoga Maya is the foundation of many kinds of Bhagavan's incarnations. She makes all the arrangements in regard to Bhagavan's dress, appearance, ornaments and pastimes. On one of the many occasions when Krishna played the flute, the gopis went into a state of bewilderment. Some were wearing ornaments in the wrong places, and others placed makeup in places where it should not have been applied. They were in all different awkward conditions. Who arranged all of this? Yoga Maya. The proper ornaments were placed on improper places on their bodies, and the improper ornaments were placed on the proper places, and this increased their beauty 1,000,000 times. Yoga Maya was the cause of this. Suppose one gopi puts an ankle bracelet around her neck and a necklace around her ankle. When she goes before Krishna, he will see it and say, "Oh, you have arranged your ornaments so beautifully. So tell me then, how much more valuable has it become? The cause is Yoga Maya." Through Yoga Maya, Krishna performs pastimes with his devotees. There is his Mukdata being spellbound in emotion, the Mukdata of Yashoda, and all varieties of pastimes. From the very beginning, it is done for her for the pleasure of Bhagavan and his devotees. In another form, called Mahamaya, the activities of the asuras are facilitated and the jivas are bound within material existence. Vasudev took Krishna to Gokul and brought the girl Yogamaya back from the bed of Yashoda. As long as she was with Vasudev, she remained as Yogamaya. But when she arrived in the jail of Kamsa, and Kamsa lifted her up to kill her, then the activities of Mahamaya began, and Yogamaya, in an invisible form, began her own activities. Exactly when she changed to her shadow form, no one knew. Seeing this, it must appear to most persons that they are one and the same potency, but they are not one. When she was placed in the jail and Kamsa grabbed her, she became eight-armed Durga. He became astonished and frightened and said, "Oh, you are directly my worshipable goddess." But ultimately, when she left her form as Yogamaya, and how she did this and that, it is all Durvitarkya, inconceivable. The potency of Bhagavan is Nitya, Anadi, Satya, Ananta, and indescribable. It cannot be fully described in words, and an ordinary man cannot portray its form. Only an elevated, liberated, great soul can describe a little of it. Otherwise, it cannot be described at all. We know that we are not the body. Hundreds of thousands of times we have spoken this fact to others, but then we perform some sensual activity and again we forget this. If for 1 second we forget that we are not this body, then all of our determination for spiritual advancement may vanish. It happened to such a great liberated personality as Narad. In the Ramayana, it is said that he was the cause of the appearance of Ramachandra. Selfishness for 1 penny can drown us in mundane consciousness. We must remain strong in bhajan, and with great humility we should perform sudden bhajan. Only by the influence of this yoga maya, when this potency is transmitted into the heart of a jiva, will the sentiment of bhakti arise, and we will be able to properly engage in shravan, kirtan, and so forth. How is it done? By the essence of the Hladini and Sangvit potencies, together this sentiment arises in the heart of a jiva. This is called Vishuddha Sattva, and this is the activity of Yogamaya. She performs unlimited types of service in Vaikuntha, Dwarka, Mathura, and finally in Vrindavan. There are differences in bhakti and also differences in rasa. What are the differences in bhakti? Sadhan bhakti, bhav bhakti, vaidhi bhakti, raganuga bhakti, and within them also are nishta, ruchi, ashakti, bhav, and next in nitya siddha devotees or in sadhan siddha devotees are sneha, man, pranaya, rag, anurag, bhav, and mahabhav. This variegatedness is all arranged by Yogamaya. Bhakti is one. Bhakti is not two. It is one sentiment, even though externally we see that there are 64 kinds, or 9 kinds, or 5 kinds, or 3 kinds. Rasa is also one. Rasa is not many. But according to the different fields of activity of sadhaks, it appears to be in different forms. Sringara is one complete ras, madhurya ras. Manifest from that in sequence are vatsalya, sakya, and dasya, and it appears in those forms. Bhagavan is one, not two, but according to the gradation of one's bhakti and the gradation of one's jnana, he appears as Brahman, Paramatma, Bhagavan, Krishna. The same moon, according to our angle of vision, appears to be in the forms of Dvitiya, Trayodasi, Panchami, and so on. The moon doesn't change. It is the same moon, only our vision of it changes. Therefore, sometimes it is Angavasya, or new moon. Sometimes it is Purnima, and in precisely the same way, the same Bhagavan appears differently according to the gradation of a devotee's sadhan. Similarly, Bhagavan's Shakti is also seen according to the gradation of a devotee's sadhan. All of this variegatedness is the arrangement of Yogamaya. And therefore, for Yogamaya, there are so many mantras. Shri Purnamasyas Charanaravindam Vande Sada Bhakti Vitan Hetum Shri Krishna Lilabdi Taranga Magnam Yasyamana Sarva Nishevetya. I offer pranam to the lotus feet of Shri Purnamasi Devi, who is Bhagavan's Yogamaya Shakti. She expands pure prema bhakti for the feet of Sri Radha Krishna, and her mind is always immersed in the ocean of Krishna's pastimes. Katyayani Mahamayi Mahayoginye Adishvari Nanda Gopa Sutam Devi Patim Me Kuru Te Namaha. Srimad Bhagavatam 10.22.4. The gopis worshipped Yogamaya with this mantra. O goddess Katyayani, You are the great internal potency of Bhagavan, the possessor of all mystic power and the ultimate controller. Please make the son of Nanda our husband. We offer pranam to you. All of the variegatedness of Bhagavan's pastimes is arranged by Yogamaya. Although the influence of this potency is indescribable, it is known to pure devotees, and they can describe it. Just as the glories of Bhagavan are indescribable, the glories of this potency are also indescribable. But knowing something of it, Bhagavan's pure devotees have described it. Shukadev Goswami, Vyas, Parashara, Narad, Sanatan Goswamis, Jiva Goswamis, many acharyas have described it. Para para yo shaktyo, para shaktir nigadyate, prabho swabhaviki sahi, kyata prakritir iti api. Brihat Bhagavatamrita 2.4.178. Bhagavan's potencies are classified either as superior or inferior. Yogamaya is his superior internal potency. And because she is Bhagavan's natural potency, in some places she is known by the name Prakriti. This Yogamaya and the Maya Shakti are called the Para and Apara potencies respectively. They are perceived as two forms. Actually, they are one, but the original Para and its shadow is Apara. What is the meaning of shadow? That which is non-different from the original, but does not perform the same functions, is called a shadow. But not like the shadow of a tree, which performs no activity. Our shadow also performs no activity, but the shadow of Bhagavan's potency is not inactive. In Golok, Krishna's Rasa Lila, Krishna taking birth, devotees serving Krishna, Krishna's form, the gopis' forms, the trees and plants there, everything is manifest by the influence of Yogamaya and is true and eternal. What are the activities of the Apara Shakti? In different places in nature, by the action of this potency, some things are unreal and some things are temporary. Some things are satya, real, and some things are asatya, false. Relationships that we create in this world are false. Whereas all of the objects of this world are true, but temporary. Shells from the ocean are real, and silver is also real. But the illusion of thinking the shells to be silver is asatya, unreal. These shells glitter just like silver, and both of these things are real. The seer is also real. Three things are real, but considering these shells to be silver is unreal. There's a rope, a snake, and a seer. These three things are also real, but the illusion of considering the rope to be a snake is unreal. When we are walking along in the dark, we may step on a rope. Because it is a little stiff, it wraps around our foot, and we cry out, "Snake, snake!" Then with a lamp, we take a look, and our fear disappears. We may have thought that a snake had bitten us, and that we are going to die. But after some light comes, that illusion is dispelled. But to take it that I am this body is illusion. And to think that all of these objects belong to me is also illusion. What is mine? I belong to Krishna, and I am his servant. Up to this point, our conception is real. We should consider all objects as instruments to be employed in the service of Bhagavan, but instead we think, I am their master. On account of this, so much quarreling and fighting is going on. Sadhus generally consider that nothing belongs to them. But when necessity for a certain object arises, even they claim ownership over it and fight amongst themselves. Maya Shakti is very peculiar. This potency is one. External potency binds the jiva in an illusory conception of himself and his surroundings, whereas the internal potency, Yogamaya, illuminates within the jiva the knowledge of things related to Bhagavan and Bhakti. We may pray to Mahamaya, "Please be merciful to us. Now we are a little entrapped in your illusion, but we pray to you for Bhakti to the feet of Krishna." This Mahamaya, Karma Kaya Devi, honestly and affectionately gave Gop Kumar the Gopal mantra. Although displaying the form of Mahamaya, she performed the function of Yogamaya. This potency, in the form of Yogamaya, acts to benefit devotees. But if someone honestly desires it, then even in the form of Mahamaya, this potency will show mercy to devotees. Mahamaya cheats the conditioned soul. At first, which potency came to Haridas Thakur in the form of a prostitute? Mahamaya. Next, after she became a devotee, her activities were those of Yogamaya. In all of these things, we should see the difference and non-difference according to the Siddhanta given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Achintya Bheda Abheda. The jiva has been called Parashakti. The Gita 7.5 says, "Apariyam itas tva anyam, prakritim vidi me param, jiva bhuta mahabaho, ye yadam daryate jagat." Besides these, O mighty armed Arjuna, there is another superior energy of mine, which is the living entities, who are exploiting the resources of the material, inferior nature. How many prakriti or natures of Bhagavan are there? 1. Bhagavan's natural potency, svabhaviki, means parashakti. But by saying prakriti, we understand it to refer to the inferior nature which creates this temporary world composed of 8 elements. By saying maya, we are referring to atmamaya, the internal potency. But people in general don't know this, so the material world is usually known as maya. The activities of the shadow potency, mahamaya, are generally either false or temporary, whereas all of the many activities of yogamaya are eternal. Where does this mahamaya, the goddess who embodies this potency, which makes the souls consider their bodies to be their actual selves, herself reside? The 8th material covering of the universe. Her complexion is shyam, or very dark. There, all is shyam. In a very beautiful and attractive form, she is situated there. And previously, in that very place, she met Gop Kumar. With some gifts to offer, she came before Gop Kumar and said, "Tell me what you desire. Do you desire bhakti? Then I will give you bhakti. Do you want facility to enjoy material happiness? Then I will give you all material happiness. I can give you everything, including bhakti, because I am the sister of Bhagavan. I will give you whatever you desire." Gop Kumar emerged from there and again returned to the earth planet. Otherwise, it is not possible to come out from there. By our own effort, it is not possible to overcome our illusion, and we just simply become more entrapped. Therefore, we should depend fully on the grace of the Vaishnavas, Guru, and Bhagavan, and not try on our own to escape this entrapment. Next, Narad told Gop Kumar here in Vaikuntha, "You will see many different incarnations. Vyasti, and one is Samasti. Who is the Samasti avatar? Krishna himself. As we are Vyasti jivas, and the Samasti jiva is Hiranyagarbha Brahma. There are so many expanded incarnations such as Kurma, Varaha, Nrisinga, Parashuram, and Vamana, but don't consider Krishna to be like them. Krishna is Samasti, the seed, the root of all incarnations, and from this original seed, different forms come. From a mango seed, a nim tree will not come, nor will bananas or guavas come from this mango seed. But Krishna is such a seed that he is the seed of everything. Such a very wonderful seed is Krishna. Therefore he expands into all of the incarnations by his achintya shakti. This is possible only for Krishna and no one else. Narayan may also have incarnations. For some purpose, an incarnation may emerge from him. But the special difference between him and Krishna is that even if Narayan does assume an incarnation, he will not perform variegated pastimes. Krishna is Avatari, the source of all incarnations, and when he personally descends, he performs unlimited variegated pastimes. Plus Krishna possesses four extra special qualities of Madhurya, which Narayan does not. Narad is explaining all of this to Gop Kumar. You desire to witness all of these pastimes, but how will you see them here? Not aloud, but secretly, Narad is telling him. Krishna can do the work of the Vamana incarnation. Alone, Krishna can do the work of all the Vishnu incarnations, the Manvantara incarnations, the Shaktivesh avatars, the Leela avatars. Everything that Narayan does, Krishna can do also. No one else can do all of this. It is the special quality of Krishna. The word Bhagavan means what? Bhaga means opulences, six in all, and Van means he who possesses them. Many men of this world possess some opulence, but complete opulence is found only in Narayan or in his incarnations. And where is opulence more complete? In Krishna of Dwarka and Mathura. And where is opulence the most complete? In Brajendranandan. There we find full Aishwarya wealth, Virya strength, Yasha fame, Shri beauty, Gyan knowledge, and Vairagya renunciation. Aishwaryasya samagrasya, Vairasya yasya shriya, Gyana Vairagya shoschapi, Sanam Bhaga Itingana. Vishnu Purana 6.5.74. All of these qualities are found in Narayan, and the incarnations also. Like Aishwarya, what is the Aishwarya of Vamanadev? He appeared very small, but at the time of measuring the earth, he immediately became wonderfully huge, and in three steps covered the entire universe. This is Aishwarya. Ramachandra, taking all of the monkeys and bears with him, attacked Lanka and cut off Ravana's head, but a new head emerged. Each time he cut off Ravana's head, it would return. Finally, he made a plan whereby cutting off Ravana's 10 heads, he would not return, and Ravana was killed. This is Aishwarya. Dwarkadish Krishna possesses so much Aishwarya, and all of the other incarnations possess so much Aishwarya. But Krishna's Aishwarya is especially marvelous. As a small boy, he was on the breast of Putana, drinking and drinking, and no one knew what he was actually doing. He wouldn't leave her breast, so they thought that maybe he was only playing. Then he sucked out her life. He was thinking, I don't like anyone to come to Vrindavan and then leave again. She has entered within the boundaries of Braj, therefore I will not allow her to ever leave. This is Aishwarya, and it reaches its zenith in Krishna. There is some Vairagya in Ram. He left the kingdom, but he didn't leave Sita. he left the kingdom together with her. Krishna's vairagya is such that hundreds of thousands of gopis were collected together at a very pure place, and a cool breeze was blowing. Both Kishore and Kishoris were there, but at once he disappeared. Krishna had such a strong feeling of vairagya that right before his eyes, 56 million members of the Yadu dynasty took canes and sticks and fought and killed one another. Even his own son was finished and fell to the ground. Yet Krishna, neither smiling, nor worrying, nor saving anyone, just sat quietly with his legs crossed. Why? His vision was that all of this fighting and killing was just an Indrajala, a magical illusion. Therefore, the pinnacle of all six opulences is found only in Krishna. The Srimad Bhagavatam says, 1.3.28, Ete Kangsa Kala Pumsam Krishna Stu Bhagavan Swayam. All of these incarnations are either plenary portions or parts of plenary portions of the Purusha avatars, but Krishna is Bhagavan himself. Narada told Gop Kumar, Shyam Bhagavan's Krishna's pastimes are variegated. His affection is variegated. His prema is variegated. And his associates are variegated. Anyone who has had even half a taste of this immense variegatedness by hearing about it simply cannot remain here in Vaikuntha. Thus ends chapter 8 of Going Beyond Vaikuntha.